The dim prospects for talks with the Taliban in the short term are cause for concern not just for the Obama administration, but also for its partners in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has asked for up to 40,000 more soldiers to head to the region, and he's hoping many of those troops will come from outside the U.S. But as the world's Laura Lynch reports, Washington's allies are concerned about the future of the military campaign.
Aside from the United States, 41 countries have troops in Afghanistan, including Jordan, Lithuania, Australia, and Singapore, to name a few. Their contributions are dwarfed by America's 65,000 soldiers. But for many of those other nations, the U.S. debate about the future of the mission matters a lot. Italians are now struggling to make sense of the mission after six of their soldiers died in Kabul last month.
I'm for peace, but I think that probably is the right choice of being in Afghanistan.
I would like that they would come back at home for the family of the military.
I hope they should come back in Italy. I think there is a lot of confusion about this.
Italian people hope that the war must finish as soon as possible, but also coming now, maybe it's wrong.
As President Obama considers the American military commitment, he's well aware other coalition countries are watching closely. He needs their solidarity and support in order to move forward with any plan. And he appears to have a partner in the head of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Today, Rasmussen urged NATO members to continue contributing equipment, money and personnel to train the Afghan army and police.
This is an investment in a stronger, self-sustaining Afghanistan, which is in our shared interest. We need to do more now so we can do less later.
The sales job is meant to appeal not just to politicians but also to the public who may be wavering. Just today, the BBC released a survey suggesting 56% of people in Britain oppose the country's military operations in Afghanistan. But that level of opposition pales in comparison to the Netherlands. Just last night, the Dutch Parliament voted to pull its troops out of Afghanistan next year. Dick Luedank of the Netherlands Institute for International Relations isn't surprised based on what he saw when he visited Afghanistan last year.
When I came back, my conclusion was the Dutch find themselves in an extremely difficult situation over there.
21 Dutch soldiers have died in the 3 years they've served in the violent Oruzgan region of southern Afghanistan. Dutch politician Martin Haverkamp is urging President Obama to make a decision quickly. And Haverkamp is hoping the White House will give the Dutch a break.
Everybody is looking at the Netherlands for another tour in Oruzgan. And if the United States or some other country could say to our population, yes, you have done your share, we take over the burden, please, can you assist us in some way? Then we have a different debate in the Netherlands, and I think it would be easier for us.
That's a request that's not likely to go down well in Washington, where finding the right solution for Afghanistan seems to get harder every day. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.